Hello, welcome back. I'm Charles Showalter. You're listening to the Union Edge Laborers Talk Radio. Thank you very much for tuning in. We enjoy your company. We like hanging out with you. We appreciate all the wonderful things you're doing for the community. Joining us right now, we've got Buck Gino of Work in Progress Radio, the Community Action Teams, and, well, Buck, welcome back.
Charles, it's always a pleasure to talk to you. I don't get to talk to you that often.
I know. You know, it's every once in a while the ladies will let me work on a Friday, but, you know, usually they've got me doing other things, mostly involving manual labor.
I know that feeling. Well, Charles, I got a story you may find interesting.
Okay.
This happens a lot, but this one's pretty extreme. You know, obviously we're aware of some of the drug companies gouging people with the prices of medicine, but this one is kind of straight to my heart here. There's a drug that's called calcium dysidonium, and it's a drug that they give to people with lead poisoning, and they use it sometimes for using asthma. And there's a company out of Quebec, and it's called Valent Pharmaceutical, and they make this drug. And lo and behold, the drug was for it gives in a it, it's given in a 5-day regimen, and lo and behold, it's always been about $950 for that regimen, for that treatment. Now, it's kind of ironic, since all the people have been affected by this terrible disaster in Flint, they raised the price of the drug to $27,000.
What?
For a 5-day course. And it's terrible. Everybody's aware of what happened to the EpiPen, but to me, this is just another way to stick it to the poor people of this country. I really do think it's time that they had some sort of hearing about this. I think it should be the first thing on the agenda as soon as we get through this election. But quite a raise in price for a drug that, children and people have to have.
Right. It's incredible to me that these kinds of things keep happening. I'm all for, the pharmaceutical companies making a buck, but they don't need to make $1 billion on each and every patient. And quite frankly, as long as they keep working that direction, shame on them.
Exactly. Exactly. And like I said, it's really not only hurting the people that are infected by this lead poisoning, but also, this cost comes back to all of us as taxpayers. It's not just, the people need the drug. I mean, in a lot of cases, people may have insurance, so we're paying for that. So I guess it's time that, and it's really interesting to see this from coming from a Canadian-based pharmaceutical, because their claim to fame is how much better they are, right, as far as prescription drugs and healthcare, as far as what we have in the United States. It's just amazing that now everybody's jumping on the bandwagon here.
Absolutely. Has anybody, any of our political friends on either side of the aisle, jumped up and said that maybe they've got some ideas on how to put an end to this?
Yeah, our representative, Dan Kilvey, our congressman from that area, is calling for a hearing. He's on this. He's been pretty active in this whole situation in the city of Flint. And like I said, I believe he'll stay on that. And like I said, obviously there's not going to be much action about anything until after this election. But as I said before, I think that should be one of the first things they talk about when this is over.
Yeah, absolutely. So what are other people in the community saying? Are you hearing anything?
They're appalled. And, it's just amazing. And the one person that's really, really, really mad about this is the doctor that brought this whole thing to light, the Flint pediatrician, Mona Hanna. She's the one that actually got all this started when she started to treat some of these kids and found out what the problems were. So, like I said, she's been an advocate. She's been a person that has taken the lead on this situation. Mm-hmm. And like I said, this is just something that just came out. I don't think we've seen the complete fallout yet. I was just reading this in the Detroit News, and it came out today. So I'm sure that there will be some an uproar about this whole thing, and well, there should be.
As
I just
governor,
don't understand how that, you know, I mean, like you, I believe that everybody has the right to make money, but it seems like in a lot of cases that they're targeting the people that at least can afford it to line their pockets.
Absolutely. I mean, has Governor Snyder come out and said, well, we're not going to pay that much. You people are, you know, you're on your own?
No. He's a lame duck with 2 years to go, Charles. I mean, he hasn't said much about anything. He's about the only thing he's done is on the quiet, basically used all the money that he's taken from some of these shadowy circles or unnamed sources and putting together some ads for some of his friends in the Republican Party. But he's been basically, you know, since this thing all came about and it was brought up that, you know, he had, it was basically his fault. He's been very quiet.
Well, you know, I have to wonder with the hearings if that's going to provide any relief, or are we going to get companies out there saying, oh, well, this is a burdensome government overreach, and we shouldn't have to participate in this, and we're allowed to make as much money as we want. You know, that's a flawed argument.
Yeah.
Because I'll tell you, there probably isn't a single person or doctor on their research teams that hasn't gotten some kind of taxpayer subsidies. The research has probably gotten taxpayer subsidies. The facilities that they're working on these cures or treatments has gotten some kind of subsidy. So this whole thing about, oh, well, we should be able to make as much money as we want is, you know, really not quite ringing true.
Well, yeah, and when is enough enough? I mean, we just went through this process. You know, I'm one of those people that I'm allergic to bee stings. And so I carry in my golf bag or in places in my truck or keep one near as the EpiPen. And I was buying that pen for $100. And now it's over 600, just in a matter of a week or so. You know what I mean? It's,
right.
And they call these people to, to a hearing, and you know their answer is always, well, you know, it costs this much, and you know, and usually what the problem is that these companies, you know, basically have a monopoly on making the drug, whatever it is, and you know, basically they just get away with charging whatever they want. And, you know, if you had a child that was allergic to bee stings or whatever the case may be, my God, how could a family couldn't even afford to buy this stuff? I mean, it's just amazing, and that's one of the problems. I mean, they haven't talked about this at all in the presidential election because, quite frankly, it's been so busy talking about each other that, like I said, it's one of those things that should come first and foremost, and hopefully when Hillary Clinton's president, we will.
Well, there you go. Hey, listen, Buck, we got to get going. We've got you on later on this afternoon, right?
There you go.
You got a guest?
Yes, I do. I have Ed Hayner. He's a retired educator, a former school board president, and the MEA and all of our public pensions here are basically under fire. We're getting ready to have a big fight about it here on a state level, and he's going to tell us a little bit about that.
Fantastic. We look forward to talking to you about that later on. Meantime, I got to get going. I'm Charles Showalter. You're listening to The Union Edge, Labor's Talk Radio.